Ireland is diverse in a way that only the Irish can appreciate. Invisible lines of parish, club and county are drawn by a drawl or a sing-song. The storied rivalries of rural Ireland are precious, even as they are petty. National media doesn't reflect the divisions, except sometimes in the beautifully sketched observations of the best GAA commentators. Nowhere in Ireland is really more than 5 or 6 hours from Dublin, but the number of commentators, presenters, panellists and interviewees on Irish TV and radio living outside the capital, and particular areas of the capital at that, would give you the impression that Dublin is located at the edge of a vast and remote territory with far-flung seaside holiday hotspots, the only civilization outside the pale. Discussions, when they have a regional aspect, focus on a single regional issue or are driven by a nostalgic recollection of a country childhood or holidays in the West, a mere two-hour drive from Sokodu on the motorway. Diversity is more than just an accent or the presence of a single issue campaigner. Every so often, rural isolation, or drink driving, or emigration is highlighted, discussed, and filed back into the cabinet by national media who have now covered the story. And what else is there to say, anyway? There are other stories in the countryside, and they don't all fit the views of a middle-class journalist who's lived in Dublin since 1980 but will retire back to the Kerry he left, which isn't there anymore. Any discussion on crime, for example, needs a perspective coming from outside the affluent suburbs so close to RTE or the gang-ridden wastelands some journalists delight in describing. What about thousands of country villages, which are both leafy and gang-ridden, that are being destroyed slowly and invisibly, not by emigration, stereotype alert, but by drugs? Or the country shopkeepers, whose businesses are suffering a death by a thousand cuts for multinational retail employers, shouting their good jobs news from the rooftops. Almost half the population lives in the Pale, yes, but what about the other half? Where are they on the panel shows, the news reports and the opinion pages?